Okay, today's daf is Bava Kamma, daf Kuf Vav, and we are on Kuf Hei Amud Beis, the couple about the midway through the wide lines, and we are discussing issues, as we remember, of denial of having someone else's property. And we discussed, what if you deny having somebody's potential property, meaning it's not worth something to now, the shovi, what about in the future? And we discussed the two ways the Gemara said. What if you have Chamisha Ralava Pesach, which is inherently not worth anything, but if it gets lost, then you have to pay it back. So there's a potential monetary value. If you deny that, is that going to be a chai of a kfira? Is that going to be chai of a karbon of asham gezelos, which requires a kfiras mamon? We compared that to the case of shmira, where somebody lies and says they're a certain type of shomer, which they're not. But if the item would get stolen or ne'enas or mesa machmas balacha in each of the respective cases, that also would be a kfiras mamon or not. That was the question that was dealt with. So along the way, we came up with denying items that were lost that you had found or you knew something about being found. So that's what we're up to now. Let's go back to the Tanya, which is halfway down in the wide lines. Tanya Amar Ben Azai. Gimel Shvuos. Hey, Ben Azai says there are three Shvuos that are related to denying finding something. So what are they? Hikirba Valoba Motza. We'll go with Rashi's shot of these lines. They're not 100% clear. Some other Rishonim argue about a few of them. Hikirba Valoba Motza. The finder recognized, he recognized that there was this Aveda that was found. He does not remember who found it. He remembers somebody had found it. He doesn't remember who. That's what he could deny. And he says that to the owner of the item. Bimotza viloba, he remembers who found it, but he doesn't remember what was found. You remember somebody found something. Reuven found something. I don't remember what was found. Loba viloba motza, he doesn't remember anything. Says the Gemara, so what's wrong with that shvua? Loba viloba motza, kushta ishtaba. Then that's a good shvua. I don't remember anything. He doesn't remember anything. Ema ba ubimotza. Really, it's the opposite. If he remembers everything, so Lamai Hilchasa asked the Gemara, what is the nafkamina of this statement of Ben Azai? Ben Azai says, if you take these three oaths, so what's the Hilchasa? Rav Ami Amar Rabbi Chanina Liftar. Rabbi Chanina says, on all of these, the Shvua would not be Mechayev a Karbon. The person would be Pater if he takes the Shvua, that I don't remember if who the Motza was or what the item was, v'chulu, and he really did. And Shmuel Amar Lechiyev, and Shmuel says, no, Lechiyev, all of these would create a karbon shvua of Asham Gezelos. Rashi, in the Shita B'Kubat, says more explicitly than here, it's alluded to in the Rashi here, but the Shita explains it, that the Machlokas is about all three. Shmuel, when he says Lechiyev, he's arguing about all three. Pirush Rashi, Rabbi Chanina, Damar Liftar, Shmuel, Damar Lechiyev, Akulhu Ka'i. That is how Rashi understands, and the Shita quotes that the Rush argues that really maybe the third case of ba ubimotza, so that maybe everybody, that maybe that's the only case of machlokas and not the others. Okay, either way, the Gemara says, what's the machlokas based on? What's the negunas of machlokas? Ubeplukta tani tanoi. The machlokas is based on the following machlokas tanoi. Ditani, the Brisa says, hamashbia eid echad. Patur, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Mechayev. We know, as we have explained, that only if somebody denies owing somebody or having information about somebody's property, and if he would admit, then that person would be able to get the money. He's causing somebody a loss. If he swears about that, then he's chayev the karbon. But what if, even if he would admit, it's not so clear that the person would get the money? For example, here, Hamashbia Eid Echad. One aid is not Machayev Mamon. One aid is Machayev Shvua. Oh, if the person is very scared of Shvuas and doesn't want to swear, we have the principle of Mitoch Sheidi Yechok Li Shava Mishalim. He doesn't want to, he does it. That in the background, there's a Chi of Mamon if somebody doesn't have a Chi of swear. So, what happens if somebody's Mashbia Eid Echad? Somebody says to an Eid Echad, testify for me that you are going to, you owe me money, or you know about money that I am owed. So this is that we're going over the Shvuas Eidus. By the way, Shvuas Eidus here, Mashbia Eid Echad, which is a different karba, but it's either way the same yisod. Rashi, Shvuas She'ini Yodei Lecha Eidus. So one eid, but even if the one eid would have admitted, he wouldn't have been Mechayev him. So we're going again. Keep in mind, Asham Gezelos and Karban Shvua Sa'edis. We are discussing both of these, but they both have to do with denying some type of money that is owed to others. So Ashbiya Echad Pater, Rav Elazar Reb Shimon Chayev. But my Kamifli, what's the Nukudas Amachlok? As Mar Savar, Davar Hagar Lamamon, Kamamon Dami, one holds that even if it's not a direct Chiyah Mamon, but as long as it eventually could lead to Mamon, so Kimamon Dami, and therefore here, the one aid is a davar garm lamamon. He causes a shrua, but maybe he can even cause mamon if the guy's not going to want to swear. So that already is good enough to be mechayiv. So maybe so too in our case of the shrua by the finder, even if he says, oh, I know who it was. Maybe he's not going to be around anymore. Maybe he's going to deny it. Maybe it was an ones occurred. Remember, a shomer aveda is at most a shomer sachar. As we discussed earlier, shomer chidim, shomer sachar, pruta derev Yosef, the sugya back in the nuns. But says the Gemara, that is why the one opinion holds, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon holds, Chayiv, because Kamamon Dami, that's good enough. For Mar Savar Lav Kamamon Dami, another opinion says no, it's not Kamamon, the aid is Mechayiv, a Shvua, not Mamon, and even though that's it could be a possibility eventually, that is not good enough in this context. That's what Rashi says, look at Rashi on Pater. Pater ha'ed mi karbish shvua sa'edus. That's what we just went to. The And also by the Mitzia case, it is a Gorem Lamamon. The Ramban points out here, it's interesting, usually, as has come up a number of times already in this Pesachta, whenever the Gemara says, oh, it's Dover Gorem Lamamon, we quote the Machlokas Tanoim between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon about Davar Hagar and Lamamon. Here the Gemara doesn't quote it as if this is not a regular case of Davar Hagar and Lamamon. The Rabban points out, correct, Davar Hagar and Lamamon applies in various contexts, but they're not exactly all the same. Earlier we've had Davar Hagar and Lamamon right on today, and this daf, right up above, Chametz Sha'avar Lo HaPesach is a type of Davar Hagar and Lamamon. Because if the chametz is stolen from the shomer, he's going to have to pay for it. That's a different davar hagarm lamamon that we're discussing here. Is the fact that possibly with my edus it might lead to mamon, is that considered a kfira enough for shuas edus or for asham gazelos? So that's a different context. And it might be that Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan don't have the exact parallel machlokas. That's why says the Ramban in Kuntras Dina Degarmi, if you have the black one in the Chidushi Ramban al Hashas, it's Kuftesvav, Kal Kuftesvav, the Haviodeya, Shaloshon Dova Hagorim Lamamon Kamamo Dami, Huzkar Betalmid al Drachim Rabim. There are many ways that this phrase is used. Demai Damrina Bahai Pirka. What's the first one he quotes? Our Gemara. Demai Damrina Bahai Pirka. Shalosh Shvuosein. Ve'almar Shmua Lachayim. Visham Damar Galamam Gamamo Dami. Hasam Le'inyan Karben Shvua Itmar. Vidami Kamanda Amar Kfira. She'efshar Lado Lidei Mamon Have. Ve'lav Kfira Zvar Ba'almai Have. Our Gemara is saying, it's not Stam a Kfira of words. It's a good enough to be a Kfira of an asset, money. And then he says, but other contexts are not exactly parallel. Teid, I'll prove it to you. He says, the haraba misafkale, leinyin chametz, gazal chametz, v'ar v'alav ha-pesach, v'nishpalu mahu, v'lo pashtua mi-plukta de Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. Why don't we quote that machlokas? The answer is, it's not exactly all the same. Alma afilu Rabbanan, depatile mamona. Even the Rabbanan you usually argue on Rabbi Shimon, who say, and they say, darar gam l'mam alav kamamon dami. Maybe here they say it's good enough. Linyan shvua efshar de mechayvilei de lav kfir stvarmi v'lo dam yilashvua is bitui. It's more than just a denial stop. It's connected to money. So here maybe it's good enough, even though let's say for the chametz case it would not be good enough. This also relates to, again, it's a major mesecha shvua sugya. How do we understand the principle of eid echad kam l'shvua? As we've just said, an eid echad is kam l'shvua. That's a din daraisa. If the person doesn't swear, then they're mechayev mamon. So is an eid echad really mechayev mamon, but they could get out of it by a shvua? Or is an eid echad really mechayev shvua? And if they don't swear, okay, the Torah is mechadish, that is also mamon. That's two very different ways of looking at the halacha of eid echad kam l'shvua, and in the background, mitoch sheni yachol yishava mishalim. The way that the Achronim say it, I'll read it for the pre-Moshe on Shvuos Mamon in Simon Gimel, he quotes, Nira beget, he's talking about an achlokas Ramam Raivin, Nira lomar de pligi begeder shvua, haim chiyav shvua hu me ikir hadin chiyav mamon, ela da tora nitna lenitva efsharus li pater. al yedei she yochiach tainaso b'shvua. Really, an eid echad is like a shnei edim. Two edim are b'chayim mamon, an eid echad is also b'chayim mamon. The chiddush of the Torah is that the person, the nitva, could exempt themselves from the shchiyah mamon. So then you might say, that's a davar gadol mamon. That's even a strong davar gadol mamon. Like the Rabban says, maybe even the Rabbanon, who usually don't agree, would agree here. The kol chiyuvo af me ikar hadin, hu rak chiyuv shvua. Kivat sheyeshna mofanim, shahamatzah mora safek shulachayev, umishabachi chiyavto atar shvua lavara as a safek. Ukishalo nishva, tzarech l'shalem. So is the mamon in the background, or is it the mamon in the foreground? That's the chakira about mitoch she'eni yachal ishava mishalem. How do you understand the chiyuv of shvuas eid echad? And that could be a nafkamina for many machlokas. There's a machlokas for the Rambam and the Raavad. What if he does eni yodea? If he doesn't know, so he can't swear, but lo havi lelameda. What if a person is eid echad that testifies against a person, and the person, there's no way the person could have known about it. So he says eni yodea. Usually eni yodea is mitoch she'eni yachal ishava mishalem. So, but the Rambam and the Raavad have a machlokes. What if it's not his fault? So again, that could be a machlokes. Lo ma'isa yitzchiyav mamon. You can't swear. Okay, chiyav mamon. Or no, it's a chiyav shvua, and mamon is in the background. So that also obviously relates to this sugya. How do you define this, mamon or not? Good. Vayter. Amar Rav Sheshes. 10 lines up, 12 lines up. Amar Rav Sheshes. A kofer bepikadon. If somebody is kofer bepikadon without a shvua. Somebody has a pikadon. Reuven gives Shimon something to watch, and then Shimon says, "I don't have it." Without swearing, nasa alav gazlan v'chayev ba'onsin. Rav Sheshes is chiddushes. You don't need a shvua to become a gazlan. Automatically, v'chayev ba'onsin, and there is a chiyev onsin. Tana tuna, and the brisa also supports Rav Sheshes. V'ki cheshba, the pasuk says, v'ki cheshba, he will deny it. Deny, just denial, without a shvua. Lamanu onesh azhar minayin. Fine, I know onesh, that he becomes a next of a gazlan and he's chayv and onsin. Azhar minayin. How do I know? Also azhara. Also, he's warned against this as an isser. The Rishonim here discuss, starting with Tosfos, azhara. We don't usually ask this question by dine mamonis. We ask this question by isser v'heter, by arayos. We say, if there's an onesh, there has to be a lo sasi also. By dinim amenis, there's a chiyuv. Who says there's an asara? Maybe there is no asara. But if I borrow money from you, I owe you money. There's no isser regarding that. Second Tosfos, tema, b'mamon mashayach lomar lo anash elim kein hizir. That principle usually doesn't apply by dinim amenis. Bishla ba'onesh shvua. If you're talking about the onesh for a shvua, fine. You took a false oath. But here, Rav Sheshes says, even without a shvua, right, it's just the kichesh. So who says there's even an asara there? That could be why Rashi changes the girsa. Rashi has a different girsa. Right? What do we about? We just said my lav onesh mamon. Rashi on the second wide line, hachi garsinan. My lav onesh kfira. Meaning Rashi says the issue here is the lying. The lying is not dini mamonis. The lying is an isser v'heter question. So maybe that's why Rashi does that. But there are other suggestions in the Rishonim. What the issue of Ashari Minayan is. The Raavad says maybe it's the issue is the Chiyav Onsin, which is now automatically you're a Gazlan and you're Chayav Onsin, even though you didn't like buy into it. You didn't want to. So that's your Onesh. So if there's an Onesh, so that's like beyond what you really should be Chayav, so then we have to explain there must be a Lo Sasei. Okay, there are other answers, but either way, let's continue. So my love Onesh Mamon. So I'm sorry, I skipped a line. So lamanu as onesh as harminayin tabelomar lo sachachashu. So lo sachachashu, you shall not deny. My lav la onesh mamon. Doesn't that mean la onesh mamon? And again, this is where Rashi changes the girsa of la onesh kfira. Isn't it the onesh for the denial, not just for the dini mamon is chiyuv? Lo la onesh shvua. No, it's talking about the onesh for swearing falsely. Swearing falsely, says the Gemara. Hamidatani seifa v'ishtava mechal deresha delo ishtava. But if the meaning lola onesh shvua, so it's not a raya for Rav Sheshes. We try to bring this raya, this brisa, a raya to Rav Sheshes that you're chayev onsin and kofar b'pikadon even without a shvua. So we said no. Maybe it's talking about a case of shvua. Hamidatani seifa v'ishtava mechal deresha delo ishtava. But the next line of the brisa is talking about shvua. Diktani seifa v'nishva al sheker lamanu onesh asar minayin tamalom melotzah shakru. If the second line of the Brisa is talking about if you swore falsely, so the Resha must be talking about, well, you didn't swear falsely. Two different cases. So the Gemara said, and that's a riot of Sheshes. So the Gemara says, no, Amri Idivi Ididishtava. Maybe it's both. This Shvuah is both the Reisha and the Seifa. No riot of Sheshes. So what's the difference? Kansha Hoda Kansha Bo Edim. In the Seifa, it's a case where he himself admitted, and therefore he's Chayev, Karen, Chomesh, and Asham. Kansha Bo Edim in the Reisha is where Edim came, so that's why the halacha is different, it's just a goslin. Asu Edim Chayev Ba'otzin. Odu Eodi Chayev, Karen, Chomesh, the Asham. Period. So there's no riot to Rav Sheshes because maybe the both cases of the Brisa are talking about a Shvuah. Whether Kofer Bepikadon here, the Rav Sheshes talks about without a Shvuah. Do you have to do any kind of action by Kofer Bepikadon? Do you have to do what we call Shlichus Yad? Sounds like Hamar Gemara, no. Kofer Bepikadon, period, without doing anything. There's a big discussion, Rashi on Daf Beis and Sanhedrin. Anybody who's ever looked at Sanhedrin, this is the first sugya that's quoted. The top Rash, top line, second Rashi in all of Mesechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara there talks Rashi, remember the Mishnah says, Gzeilos HaChavalos V'Shlosha. Gzeilos need three judges. Rashi says, this is a separate question, why doesn't Rashi just say the regular case first of Gzeila? You grab something from your friend. Rashi says, Gzeilos, Kofer Bibikadon. Kofer Bibikadon. And then Rashi adds, Demisha Shalach Boyad Havei Gazlan. That's the Rashi. Kofer Bibigadon, because when you're Shalach Yad, you're a Gazlan. V'chein, Rashi says, Hachotev Biad Chaveiro, if you grab something from your friend, as if that's an afterthought. So, that's one question we're not dealing with. Why does the Rashi say the main case of Gzela first? But the Darach Laner here wonders why Rashi says, Kofer Bibigadon requires Shalichos Yad. He says, look at Gemara Baba Kamat Kufhei. No, just denying, without touching the item. Denying the item already makes you a goslin. You don't have to do anything to the item. You don't have to take it and say, I'm going to use it. Nothing. So the Arach Laner changes the girsa of Rashi. He says, based on other Rishonim, Rashi should be covered by Begadon, oh, Sheshalach Boyad. Right? Not di, mi Sheshalach Boyad, but oh. He says, Luli de Mistafina, that's what he thinks is a change. This also relates to the Ksos. The Ksos also assumes that to be Nechshav, a Gazlon, you need a Maisa. The Ksos in Shin Mem Ches, based on a Diak in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you steal an animal and you put it into your yard, Imechnisa L'shuso, Afilu L'gago Chatzir V'chapifo, Chayiv Avabish L'mashak V'lo Igbiya. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch says, in Shin Mem Ches, you can steal an animal, then you put it into your Rishus. The Ksos quotes Rashi. Rashi in Bamitziah Dafyun, where this is based on, Imechnisa L'Rishuso, you bring the animal into your Rishus, and the Gemara says, we had this also in Merubah, I only know Yad, Gagor Chatzero, how do you know? Imimatzi Timatze, Upirish Rashi, Gag Chatzero, Kagon, Shenichnasa L'Rishuso, V'na'al B'faneha. Rashi has it two words, and you close the door. Says the Ksos, why does Rashi say you close the door? Because for a Gazlan, you need a Maisa. You need some type of mice. If the animal just wanders into your Rishus, he's like, hey, that's great, I'm not returning that. Says, the Ksos is the dyke in Rashi, that's not good enough. You have to at least close the door. Mashva dimnichasa me'atzva l'rishuso v'niskavi l'knosa l'gzela lo mechayev v'machshava greida. V'yafilo ha'yachasa mishtameres u'mishib dimamachshava eina nasa gazlan ad sheyasa maisa kimo na'al bifaneha. Avagav did bimitsia kani lebe machshava, aval bigzela, tzarech na'al befaneha. Actually, you have to do something, you have to close the door, you have to do something. That's why the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is hichnisa l'rishuso, not nichnasa me'eleha. That is the Ksos, and he goes through other, riyas to this. So Achronim ask on the Ksos, what about our Gemara? Our Gemara sounds like Stam Kofer Bipikado, right? Why is that any different? That's a little difficult. Unless the Imre Moshe suggests maybe there's a difference between Gazlan and Ganav. Gazlan, that's our Gemara. You could be a Gazlan even without a Maisa. The Ksos is talking about Ganav Chiv Kefel. Chiv Kefel, Geneva, that requires a Maisa, a physical action. A Gazlan, not. And that fits into the Rambam when he talks about all the quasi. All the quasi are gazlanim, not ganavim. Not ganavim. Remember, Perek Gimel and Hilchas Gzela, Kofer Bepikadon, Sholeach Boyad, Shol Shalomidas. All of those are nechshav automatic gazlanim, not ganavim. Why? Because maybe that's the Imre Moshe's shot of this Ksos, of this Rashi, that maybe by Geneva, that's where you need the Maisa, not by Gzela. And that fits into the Reb Chaim that we discussed many times over this Masechta, that Geneva, the focus is the Maisa Geneva, the Gzela is focused, the Hefsin Mamon, and therefore, makes sense that Geneva, the Machayev is the Maisa, you need a physical Maisa, unlike Gzela. Ironically, even though the act of, the common act of Gzela is grabbing it from your friend, but the root Machayev of that is Hefsin Mamon. While Geneva, the focus is the halachic focus is the Maisa, even though that's done in stealth, it's not a confrontation as much as it is theft. Okay. So let's continue now at the two dots. We discussed that Ksos and whether a Maisa is needed. There's a lot more. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, which talks about if I pick something up to give it back to somebody, then I decide to steal it, am I a Goslin or not? So Gemara seems to say you're not a Goslin. Right, but because you didn't do a Maisa Gzela, it's in your Rishus, and then you decided. That also Gemara relates. Gemara Bava Metzia Chafav, big discussion there related to this topic as well. Okay, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara Masiv, Rabbi Bar Chama. So we're talking about the issue of Rav Sheshes, who says, Kovar B'Begadim is a Gazlan even without a Shvua. So, Masiv Rabbi Bar Chama, the Mishnah, V'Shekinegdo. Remember this long Mishnah? The Mishnah discusses that on the level of Daraisa, all three Shvuas Daraisa are Nishba V'Niftar. Shvuas Vodva Mixas, Shvuas Eid Echad, Shvuas HaShomrim. Those are the three Shvuas Daraisas that Bezdin would be Mechayiv. And those are all Nishba v'Niftar. But there are many Nishba v'Notels that the Rabbanon instituted. Shutfin and Nigzal. So one of them is, V'shekenegdo chashad al Shvua. What if I'm owed a Shvua daraisa, but for some reason the guy can't swear to me. He doesn't know. He's a chashud al Shvua. So that's the case here. He's chashud. Bez is not going to let him take a Shvua because we suspect he's going to lie. He's lied elsewhere. He's lied about a Shvua last week. So therefore, we throw the Shvua back, Mefech Shvua, we throw the Shvua back to the Notel, and we say Nishba v'Notel. So, Ketzad, what's the case of Chashad al Shvua, that we wouldn't allow him to swear? Echad Shvua Sa'edus, ve'echad Shvua Sa'bikadon, ve'afil Shvua Shav, no matter what type of Shvua a person is Chashad in, that's considered Chashad. Says the Gemara, ve'im Isa, and if Rav Sheshes is true, that even just being covered b'vigadon without a Shvua already makes you a gazlan on your puzzle. B'kfiru de'ifsaleh. So even just denying. You don't need to swear. Why does the Gemara, the Mishnah say, oh, if you swore, that makes you a chashud. Even if you didn't reach the stage of swearing, even if you just deny it without a Shvua, you'll be a chashud. Why does the Mishnah emphasize dafka nishba? Amri hacham rayaskinan. The Mishnah there is talking about the koi ba'agam, the lav kfirahu, where the item, let's say I have an animal, I say, the animal's not in my rishus, even though you gave it to me. I'm kofer baby gadon, but the animal's not in my rishus. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. That would not be good enough to make him a gazlan, because the item is not in his rishus. That's true. The savar, and why is the person totally denying it and just saying, well, yeah, I am a shomer, I just don't have it right now. Why doesn't he say that? The Savar, Ishtamitnale, he is trying to slip away. Da da zilno, my sidole. When I get it, I'll bring it out. I want to buy some time. Maybe the guy knows he's going to return it eventually. He doesn't really have kavana to steal it. So that's why that kfir of bipikadon is not good enough. And there, that would require shvua to be chashud. But Rav Sheshes is talking about a case where your mom is lying, and it's in your rishus. Teda, and I'll prove it to you. Says the Gemara, what's the difference between the following? If somebody owes money and denies it and says, I don't owe you money, milve, he's still kashaleidus. Why, what's the difference? The difference is by milve, he doesn't have the money right now. So by saying, I don't owe you, we can interpret his words as, I'm going to get the money that I'll pay you back. But by pikadon, the item's in his basement. By saying, I don't owe you, there's no excuse we could give him, and that's why that would already be pasul la'edus, and that would be the basis for the chiluk also between the Mishnah and Shvuas and Rav Sheshes. Says the Gemara. But what about the following statement? Bahamar Ilfa. Ilfa. We know Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. Tainus Chafalef, one of our favorite stories. Bahamar Ilfa. Shvua Kona. Ilfa said two words. The Shvua is Kona. What does that mean? Very, very not clear. What is a Shvua Kona? Shvua hu dekanya. So we say, maybe this is what he means. He means to go against Rav Sheshes. A Shvua is Kona, and that's what makes you a Kofer B'Pigadon Gazlan. Aval Kfira lo kanya. But just denying it without the Shvua wouldn't be good enough to be kone, let's say, kinyani gzela. So isn't that what he's saying against Rav Sheshes? Which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, is Ilfa and Amora, an early Amora, but we still are wondering, yeah, maybe Ilfa's quoting a Brisa here. So the Gemara answers either way, maybe Ilfa's talking about a case where it's not around. So that's why, just like we said again, Kaim Agam is in a swamp somewhere, so therefore his denial wouldn't be really a lie. Or the Bayasema, maybe there's a totally different idea of what Ilfa is saying. My Shvua Kone, Kidrav Huna Amara, Kidrav Huna. Maybe what Shvua means is Rav Huna. Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, has a Chiddush Gadol. Dam Rav Huna Marav. Manali Biyatcha. There is a misleading Ein Mishpat. You see, there's a little aleph by the Manali Biyatcha. That usually means, hey, we paskin that way. But if you look at the Beis, about 10 or 12 lines down, actually about the 8th Y line, it says, Lo Svira Lacha, and there's a little Beis there. So the aleph and the Beis are both going on the Rambam, is that we don't paskin like him. This is a misleading aleph. But either way, Rav Huna Marav says, Manali Biyatcha Vala Omer Ein Lacha Biyadi. Right? You owe me 100, and he says, I don't. V'nishma, and he swears about it. V'acharkach bo eidim, eidim come and say that the eidim are shvua eidei sheker putter. The man is still putter. If you say I owe you money, and I say I swear I don't owe you money, and then eidim came and say that I lied, and then the eidim come to be eidei sheker, I'm still putter for paying you. You cannot reopen a monetary case once an oath has been made. And we're sorry that the guy's going to lose the money if the Eidim are lying, but that's the halacha, according to Rav Huna Marav. Shene'emar v'lokach ba'alav v'lo yishalem. Kivan shekiblu abaylim shvua ein mishalem mamon. That's the chiddush of Rav Huna Marav. And again, we don't paskin this way. What's the svara? The svara is, the Chazon Ish explains, here in Baba Kama, Simin Chavav, we have a principle called kum dina. The din has been established. Beis Din does not reopen a case once there is, again, if there's just been discussion, you can always reopen the case. And, I might add, by Dina Nefashis, you always reopen the case. As I was told, that's Vitzilu Eida. But when it comes to Dina Maminis, according to Rav, we won't open the case. Aval, where's the line? Here it is. Simen Chaf. What the person takes an oath, the Torah believes this person. There are Edom now. Torah usually believes two Edom too. But again, it's not always misvara. Oh, the Edom are for sure right. We believe the Edom. But we're not going to believe the Edom once the person takes a Shvua. Once the Shvua is taken, Paka mimenu chiyuve Torah. The option is bara acharkach, the edim shenishba l'sheker labar chiyavu. The chiyav disappears. There's no more chiyav once the shvu is taken. She'ein mikavanas haTorah lachzor ula'arer es hamishpat shekvar nigbar aydei hashvua. That's it. Done. Once a shvu is taken, we don't assume people take false oaths. It's very serious. So once they take the oath, the case is closed. No monetary law. Hilkach amar Rava, and that's why we're going to have in a minute. Rava says, okay, even if you want to say that's true, I'll give you that by milveh. But by pikadon, the item is sitting in his basement. That belongs to so-and-so. Even there, Rav says, Ishita? And the Gemara is going to answer, yes. But the svara is that it can make sense even more by milveh than by pikadon. Let's just read the next line and then we'll get back to the Chazon Ish. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, where are we? Gufa, I'm sorry, Gufa. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Manali Biyatcha, V'alo Obor Ein Lecha Biyadi Klum. V'nishpa V'ubo Eidim Patur, Shneamar V'lakak V'alav V'lo Yishalem. Kivet Shekivlu Bailam Shvua Shuvei Mishalmin Mamon. Right, what we just said. Amar Rava Mistavir Milse De Rav B'milve. T'lohut Son Itzna. I could accept Rav or understand Rav by a milve, where he borrowed money and then he does not pay back, so a Shvua uproots the Chiv. But the pikadon, doesn't the chiv to return the item flow from the item? And just because you took an oath, the item didn't disappear. You could say a chiv disappears, a chiv to pay. But a chiv to return someone else's object? You're going to tell me that also disappears? And the Gemara says, yes. V'hoelokim! Amar Rav, afilu b'pikadon! The Rav says a shita even by pikadon. The chik siv kra b'pikadon siv. The pasik is even by pikadon. And that is why he says the shita even there. Both Rav Meir Simcha and the Chazon Ish connect this to Rav Lashitaso. The same exact Shaka Vataria appears in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis by Baba Machteres. Remember the Sugya Baba Machteres, a god of his tunneling into my house, and he breaks Kalim on the way in. Does he have to pay for it? So the Gemara says, because he's Chayiv Misa at that moment, what does it mean Chayiv Misa? Anybody could kill him. There's a Chayiv Misa on his head. He's Pater. He's Pater from breaking things. What if the items are, the Gemara also there says, what if the items are still there? Right, so there also, right, he says, Venira de Rav Lashitaso, the Gazlan Kone Lgzela, Ilav, the Mischayev, Vashavas Gzela, Laficha, Vakemi, the Rabbi Bene Kone, Afilu Gzela, Ba'en, Vahachaname, Idea Shvua, Nifter, Meashavas Gzela, Omeni, Mela Kone Lgzela. Just like Rav says over there, Kimle works even if the Gzela is Ba'en, so too, if he steals something at the moment, right, so too, here by the Shvua, even if it's Ba'en. Period. Yosef Rav Nachman, Vakamala Shvaitza, Rav Nachman said this over, and now we're going to ask a couple of questions on this shita of Rav, that again, what's his chiddush? That once a shvu is taken, case closed, no more chiyuv mamon. Eisvir of Acher Bar Min Yomi l'Rav Nachman, Heichan Pikdoni, the Mishnah says later on, where's my pikadon? Amar le'avat, it's lost. Mashmiach ani, v'yamar amen. And he swears, v'ha edim idin oso sha'achlu, and edim say that he ate it. He stole a hamburger and he ate it. Mishalim es akaren, the edim come, he has to pay. Ooh, even though he took a shvua, he has to pay. It's against Rav. Hoda meyatzmo, if he admitted himself, Misham karen chomesh v'asham. And if he admitted himself, that's a karbon. Asham gazelos, question mark. Amalei Rav Nachman, hacha mayaskinam, go to the nishvah chutz lebezdin. Maybe the case of the mishnah over there is not a real shvua. He took a shvua outside of court. Amalei hachi emaseifa. If that's true, so what about the next line of the Mishnah? Heichan Biktoni Amar Lo Nignav. It was stolen. Mashpiach Aniva Amar Amen. Veidem Eidin Asosha Ganvo. Right, a case of Toetan is Ganav. It was stolen, and really he stole it. Mishalim Tashlume Kefel. He pays double. Hoda Me'atzma Mishalim Keren Chomesh Fa'asha. Fine. But Ve'is Talkataydo Chutz Labezdin. But if the Shvua that he took was Chutz Labezdin, 1 second. Mi'ika Kefel. Toetan is Ganav, which we'll talk about more on Amid Beis. He requires shvua. Requires shvua. And if it's out of Bezdin, is that called a shvua? So the safe of the Mishnah has to be talking about shvua and Bezdin. The Reisha is outside of Bezdin. So Amalei, he says, okay, Yachil no l'shuri l'cha Reisha chutz l'Bezdin, a safe of a Bezdin. I could give you a dachuk answer by saying the Reisha is outside of Bezdin and the safe is in. Miyu shinuya dachika lo mishanina l'cha. I'm going to try not to give you such a difficult answer. Idi Bezdin. There's another way to say that the shvua in Bezdin is not a real shvua. Either in Bezdin, they're both in Bezdin. V'lokasha kan v'kafatz, kan v'shalo kafatz. One case is where he took the shvua without being mechuyev it by Bezdin. He's in Bezdin, and he took a shvua in Bezdin, right? But it's a different type of shvua. It's a shvua that he just made himself. That's the resha. See, Rashi kan v'kafatz, beresha diktani mishalem. When the Reisha says you're going to swear even after you took a shvua, kishakafatze v'hishpio kodem shechivu bezdin. The Tovea says, swear to me! Before Bezdin tells him to. And he says, okay, fine, I swear. So that's not a shvua that Rav would say, oh, case closed. Amalei Rami Barcham Rav Nachman. And the Rashi just adds in an interesting line. So we're still saying the Reisha and the Tovea have two different cases. But we'd rather say they're both in Bezdin, but they're different kafats, low kafats, rather than saying one's in Bezdin, one's outside of Bezdin. We'd rather that say that distinction than to say geographically it's two different cases. Amalei Rami Racham Alei Rav Nachman. So Rami Racham and Arias Rav Nachman is like going out on a limb here and defending Rav. Michdi, de Rav lo svir lecha. You don't hold like Rav. Mashchuni nafshecha de Rav lamalach. What are you spending so much time defending Rav? Why are you literally pulling your soul after Rav? Amalei, Ferushe l'derav, to explain him. Derav hachi b'tariz le'lamasisan. I want to explain how Rav would explain the Mishnah. I don't have to hold like him to explain it, right? I have covet for him, and I want to explain it. What does this remind us of? The Rabban. The Rabban spent so much effort, so much mental energy explaining people shitas that he says I might not even hold of. The Rabban writes this in his Akdamah to the Melchamas. Which he defends the Rif against the attacks of the Balamor. And he wrote the Sefer Aschus to defend the Rif against the attacks of the Raivin. And he wrote Sefer HaMitzvos to defend the Bahag against the attacks of the Rambam. And some suggest, I once heard, that his commentary on the Torah is to defend the Pashtunim, you know, against maybe how Chazal sometimes re-understood. But he says you can also understand the Pshat, oriented too. But anyway, I'll read it to you from the Hakdam of the Ramban to the Melchamos. He says, Yesh asher anachnu melamdim schus al divrei rabbeinu im heyosama dayen rechokim v'pashti asug yosugyus. I know sometimes my Pshat is very far from the Pshat. Abal kavaseinu bazeh legalos ozen al talmidim v'ma sheyesh bohem min azchus. Ve'ein anu ma'alimim mehigid l'chol mistakel b'sefreinu ma'shenisher alem en asafeg v'zeh mutter lanu anachnu mebnei she'anu bar malam yitzchus al harav ha'gadol v'divrei ha'rishonim v'chein chovatenu. We have to, even though it might be rachok and I might not agree with it, but this is what we have to do. But he says, most of the time I do agree with him. V'zeh b'miyat b'komos avol b'rubam machshavatenu nikeres mitoch sefreinu she'ikari advarim muchra'in k'divrei rabbeinu v'afilu shkulin. Even if it's like 50-50, Hari Adin Pasuk Eleinu Balila Atos Bidarav Yabinu Smol. The Chulu. And he continues Kfar Horizakin. But he says sometimes, you know, I don't know like him. So he probably got that from this Gemara. Right? Where Nachman says, I don't know like Rav, but I'm going to defend him. And he writes that also by, sometimes on Sefer HaMitzvos. Like the Bahag doesn't count Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban seems to count Anochi Hashem Elokecha, not argue. But why doesn't he? He explains why the Bahag doesn't. Because it's a prerequisite to other mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah itself. Okay, continuing, says the Gemara, V'harav krakamar. But wait a minute, wasn't Rav based on the Pasuk? So how can we argue on him? And we argue on him. The Rambam does not paskin like him, like the Beis over here. So Gemara says, Amri kra, you can re-understand the Pasuk. L'chol nishban shabatar nishban v'lo mishalmin hu da'asa. The Pasuk is coming to teach me that all shvud arises are nishma v'niftar. V'lakach ve'alav v'lo yishalem. Mishalav l'shalem hu nishba. Right, that's the drasha, totally different drasha than Rav says. Fine. Period. Masiv, Rav Hanuna, next kasha. Rav Hanuna asked the following, Hishpia Allah Chamisha Pa'amim, if somebody makes someone swear, five times. Beim ifnei bezdin, beim shalom ifnei bezdin. V'kafir Allah. Chayev akalachas v'achas. He's chayev chomish and asham, on, and he admits afterwards, so you don't need any edim here. He's chayev chomish and asham, each time, because why? V'amar Shimon ben my tam hol v'yochol lachzer lahodos. Between each time, he could have admitted and be mechuyev. Between each time, 1 minute. Between each time, he swore, and then he could admit and be mechayev. What's that? What do you, Rav? Once you take a shvua, it's done. V'yacha kafatz lo batzes amrit. And here you can't say there was kafatz. Hishbia alav ktani. It says he was mashbia him, which sounds like Bezdin's mashbia him also. Chutz lebezdin lomazaz arbe pifnei bezdin ktani. So question mark. So you can't give either of the prior answers. So what does Rav do here? Who most of love umafarik lo, let's start ktani. Yeah, stick it in. Stick in, answers. Read the Mishnah as two different cases. Hishbia alav chutz lebezdin, ubebezdin kafatz. Right, basically, figure out a way to read the Mishnah as not a real shvua. Next, Masav Rava. Rava asks from the following. Bala Baisha Tantain has gone to Vipi Kadon, Vinishba, Vihode, Uba Oedim. Somebody swears, he has a Pikadon, Tantain has gone. It was stolen. Right? He's a Shomer. And then he swears about it. And then he admits, and then Edim come. What's the halacha? Im Achilobo, Edim Hode, if he admitted first, Mishalim Karen Vachomish Vasham, he's Chayv Karen Chomish Vasham, period. The im, which sounds like, even if the edim came afterwards. So that's what the Rishonim say, isn't this a brisa, or mishnah, a raya, to Shitas Rav. Mode b'knas v'achakach bo edim putter. That's what it sounds like. Unless you're mechalik between this case and other cases. That's the discussion in the Ar Sameach and others. But either way, says the Mishnah, if he admitted first, he's chayv kerach chomesh and asham. V'im yishabo edim hoda, if only after edim came, mishalayim tashlumei kefel v'asham. He pays kefel and asham, and the chomesh is nechlal. You don't pay chomesh because you're paying the kefel. V'hacha chutz lebesim v'kafas l'masas amrit kefel tani. Here we're talking about chiyuv kefel, so it's got to be invested. You can't have any of your interpretations of this Mishnah. It's got to be invested and listen to it. So the Gemara says, okay, Ela Amar Rava, Rava says, even Rav must be limited. Even Rav, who came up with this Chiddush Gadol, that once a Shvuah is taken in Bezdin, the Chiyuv Mamon dissipates, That's limited. He doesn't say that all the time. As follows. El Amarava. Kol Hoda. Lo Shnato Itanis Avev. Lo Shnato Itanis Ganav. Lo Amarav. Rav agrees that there's a chiyuv still if the guy admits afterwards. Meaning, the chiyuv does not really dissipate by a shvua. If a person admits to it, they still have to pay. The haksiv, vihisvada, the boy shlume, keren v'chomech. That's the din daraisa of keren of Hashem gzelos. If you swore, they admitted. Rav can't go against the pasuk. So if you admit it after the shvua, you for sure chayiv. Rav agrees to that. And also, toitain is ganav, ubo edim nami, lo amarav. Rav also doesn't argue on a beferish pasuk in Chumash of Toitain is ganav. Toksiv tashlume kefel. That's the case where Edom come after a shvua. So, and you're chayiv. So Rav also, without talking about that. So all of a sudden, we've just gotten to Rav being a very, not a huge chiddush, but a limited chiddush. One case. What's the case? Ki kama Rav, ki gon shetoin tainas avad. V'nishba, v'lohoda, ubo edim. By toin tainas avad, that's the case where the chiyuv cannot come back up. We might not hold to that either. But that's what Rav is talking about. Toi Titus Avad. And then he swears about it, and then Edom come. Fine. Also, Rav Gamda, V'yamr l'shmaitza kamid Rav Ashi. So, Rav Gamda says this in front of Rav Ashi. Amar le. Rav Ashi says, really? Rav Shita is so limited? Hashta Uma Rav Hamnuna. Talmide de Rav. Rav Hamnuna was a star student of Rav. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says that whenever the Gemara says anywhere, Amri Beirav, that's Rav Hamnuna talking. He's the Talmud. So says the Gemara, says Rav Ashi, if Rav Hamnuna, the Talmud of Rav, the Yada, the Amar Rav Hoda, the Kamos of Hoda, Rav Hamnuna asked the previous question, if you remember 10 lines up, Yishviel of Chamisha Pa'amim, he asked the Kasha on Rav. Rav Hamnuna was his student. If it's true that Rav admitted by Hoda that there's still a Chiyuv Mamon afterwards, Rav Hamnuna would never have asked the question. So it can't be that Rav is Moda by Hoda because Rav Hamnuna was his student and he didn't hold that. So, B'kamos of Hoda, B'yat Amrit, Hoda lo Amar Rav. Why would Rav Hamnuna had asked the question about his Shpia, Chamisha Pa'amim, if he knew the halacha that Rav was limited and Rav didn't say a Shita by Hoda? So, Amalei Rav Achasab, Amalei Rav Ashi. So Rav Achasaba says, wait a minute, I have a way to explain the question, even if Rav admits by Moda. And maybe Rav Hamnuna felt that too. Rav Hamnuna Hachi Kokashale, this was Rav Hamnuna's question from before. Even he agreed that Rav did not say Yeshita except by Toitanis Avad. That's the only limited case. As follows. E Amrit Bishlama Nishba Ki Asu Eidim Mechayiv. If Rav says that Nishba, if a person swears and then Edim come, he's chayiv. If Rav would hold that, am tulahachi mechayvin like carbon ashua basraisa. So that's why I would agree that you're chayiv shua on shua number 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, he swore 5 times. I would understand if Edim would come now and you'd be mechayiv. So then, even if Edim don't come and he admits you're chayiv, ho v'yochol lachzer lahodos, then we understand that each one is considered a kfira chadasha. A new kfira, as Rashi says in the first skinny line, nimsa to call achas shvuas kfira bifne atzmahi. If it's true that if Edim would come now, Ela'i, and I agree that Rav says you're chayiv if you're moda. That's not what we're talking about. This is the way the Gemara is explaining Rav Hamnuna's question to be able to say that even Rav Hamnuna holds that Rav is moda by moda. Rav is Modeh if the person is Modeh. Ela'i Amrit Kiyasu Edim Patur. But if it's true that in between each of the 5 Shvuas, if Edim would come, he'd be Patur because he already took a Shvua. Mi'ika Midi Diluasu Esadi Umasadi Be Patur. If Edim would come, he'd be Patur. Va'anan Neku Nechayvi Karban HaShvua. But we would still be Mechayv HaKarban Shvua because if he himself would admit, Ho V'yokol Achzor Lahodos, Hashem Yaslohodi. Here he hasn't admitted yet. So, if Edom would come, he'd be Pater. If he would admit, you'd be Chayef. That doesn't make sense, says Rav Hamnuna. That's his kasha. So that's a way to interpret Rav Hamnuna's question from the case of swearing 5 times, even assuming that Rav has a more limited shita. Good. So, either way, that is the, and that the Gemara gave an answer there, that it wasn't really a shua, it was kafatz, it was chutz labesdin, as we answered earlier. Period. Once Toentai and Ganav was brought up, so here is one of the main sugyas. We discussed it at the beginning of Merubah, And here is the other place in this Masechta that the Mefarshim talk about it at length. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Hatoitan is gana bepikadon, mishanta shlumi kefel. Somebody is toitan is gana bepikadon, the regular case, he pays kefel. Tavach umachar, mishanta shlumi dalav vehe. That's a chiddush of Rav Yochanan. That even by toin tainas ganav, there's a chi of dal vehei if he had shechted it. Ho el vaganav, why? We compare. Ho el vaganav mishan tashlume kefel, vitoin tainas ganav mishan tashlume kefel, they both pay kefel, so ma ganav, kshu mishan kefel, tavach umachar mishan tashlume dal vehei, just like a regular ganav pays kefel and dal vehei, ap toin tainas ganav, also pipikodon, also a shomer that just claims ganeva. And he ended up stealing it. So it is a comparison between Ganav and Toentainas Ganav. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Mala Ganav Shekem, there's a big difference between the two. How can you compare them? Mala Ganav Shekem Mishan Tashlume Kefel Shelo Bishvua. A Ganav doesn't have to swear about anything to be Chayav Kefel. Edom comes and says he stole. Tomar B'Toentainas Ganav She'edom Mishan Tashlume Kefel Ela Bishvua. Unlike Toin Tainas Ganav, which requires a Shvua. If you remember, we discussed the conceptual lumdis about Toin Tainas Ganav. Is it more in the world of Geneva or more in the world of Shomrim? Remember, there are ingredients. Toin Tainas Ganav requires a Shvua. So, if it requires a Shvua, so does that tip me off that it's not really a world in the world of Geneva? It's in the world of Shomrim? This is a Chi of Shmira? Or this is a fancy type of Geneva? The Kutras Ishiurim has a long piece about that in his Sefer on Baba Kama, but the Gemara is highlighting that with this question. It's not just saying, oh, Ganav doesn't require Shvua, and Toin Tainas Ganav requires, maybe that's asking, these are different worlds. One's in the Geneva world, and one's in the Shomrim world. Answer, Amri, Hekeshi ve'mishivin al Hekesha. It's a Hekesh. We compare these two. They're in Psukim next to each other, and therefore, don't ask me about the Hekesh. Says the Gemara, Hani Chalaman Damar Lachad V'Ganav Echad V'Toyntan Es Ganav Shapir. You have a good Hekesh if one of the Pesukim is about Ganav and one about Toyntan Es Ganav. El Amanda Amar, if you remember the first two blad in Meruba, it's all about different Pesukim. El Amanda Amar Hayim Yimatse HaGanav V'im Lo Yimatse Travayu V'Toyntan Es Ganav. There's an opinion that says they're both about Toyntan Es Ganav. Ganav is learned from elsewhere. Michael Amar. So how do you compare Amri Ganav HaGanav? Okay, extra hay. Extra hay, that also helps you out. Period. So Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that not only is Toin Tainas Ganav Chayev Kefel, which is a pasuk in Chumash, he also extends that to Dalet Vehei. That's the extension of Rabbi Yochanan. So Eisvi, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan. Is that really true? Heichan Shori Nignav. Where's my ox? It was stolen. Mashmiach Aniv, Amar Amen. So this is the case, Toin Tainas Ganav. And the Edom say that he ate it. Mishalim tashlume kefel. Only kefel. Why does that Mishnah only say kefel? He ate it, the Mishnah says. If you eat it, it's got to be dead. So it had to be shechted. So it sounds like Toin Tainas Ganav only pays kefel. And I might add in, what if somebody else shechted it? This is one of the three exceptions. Yesh shliach l'dvar avera. The Gemara doesn't say that, but one must be assuming that. Even if somebody else shechted it. Answer, hachamayaskinam kod sha'achlo nevela. No, he ate it even though it died without shchita. Nevela. Maybe that's the case of the Mishnah. We're talking about a Russia in that way. We're talking about somebody who stole something, so it's not so hard to assume. So velishdile kod sha'achlo trefa. So why do you say nevela? Maybe it was a trefa, meaning it had shchita, but there was another problem. Rabbi Meir, damar shchita sheni ruyish bar shchita. Maybe the Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir. Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, who says that even a shchita with a trefa is a shchita. So he should still be chay dalav vehei. V'lishdile b'ben pakua. Maybe we're talking about ben pakua. What's ben pakua? Chulin. The case where an animal is shechted while it is pregnant. And after it's shechted, the baby comes out and is walking around. Midaraisa, the animal does not require shchita at all. Right, it's nitar with the shchita of the mother. Midrabana, maybe we should marasayin. But maybe it's a ben pakua. So maybe that's the case where there was no shchita done. Karebi Meir, dar ben pakua ton shchita. Maybe it's like Rabbi Meir, that you do require shchita by a ben pakua. Rabbi Kiva Eger is bothered here. Even Rabbi Meir says only chayav drabana in shchita. Midaraisa, he still requires shchita, so it still should be a kasha. It should be chayav dal vehei. V'lishdi leko cha'aman v'din. So another suggestion, maybe, why don't we answer, Kochaman Vadin, V'amru lo, Maybe there were, he already had Amadas Adin about the Geneva. V'yomer lo tzei tein lo, which we had earlier. To Ahama Rava, remember Rava said, tzei tein lo, Bezdin already says to him, go and give it. And then he shechted the animal that he had stolen. Talachu machar patu. He's not going to be chayav dal v'hei. Why? My time, Akiva, the paski, the mil. Say, once Bezdin told him he's chayav kefel, v'talachu machar havi gazlan. V'gadon lo mishalan tashlumi dal v'hei. If the Bezdin says, go give him. Chayav atali tein lo, if he just, the Bezdin says, you're chayav, the Bezdin didn't actually say yet, v'talachu machar chayav. My time, chol kama, de lo psika le mil sakati ganavu. If he wasn't told to pay it, he's still a ganav. Question mark. So why didn't the Mishnah, why didn't the Gemara give this answer for Rabbi Yochanan? So says the Gemara, calm down. I'm the Taimech, Lishilei wanted the Gemara to give his other answer. B'shutav shetavach shalom midas chaveiro. Maybe somebody shechted without his knowledge. Ela chada mitrei v'tlasi nakat. You can only ask a question of why didn't the Gemara say A if there's a better reason to say A. You can't just say, why not? So, it could have said it. It could have said a third answer too. But there is no reason to get so excited about that. Okay, we'll stop here by Amar Abchia Bar Abba. We'll continue tomorrow with Katan and Aveda and Katan and the three Shvuah Daraises, the relationship between them. Is Shvuah says Erecha different? The Sugya of Erev Parshios, the Dalet Shomrim, but all of that comes up here. A real Bam Metzia Sugya coming up on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.